Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us today. Today, we are going to be talking about E15. If you're confused about what it is and how it works, join the crowd. And with us in studio is the Vice President of Fuels for Come and Go. His name is Jim Paroli. Jim, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much, Michael.
So tell me about what in the world does the Vice President of Fuels do for Come and Go?
So I run the entire fuel business for our convenience store chain of 400 stores. So we operate in 11 states. We sell fuel, everything from biodiesel blends, ethanol, straight gasoline grades, and we handle everything from procuring the fuel, supplying it to the stores, and then retail pricing and marketing around those fuels as well.
I think it's really dramatic. You're building a new building right across the street from our studio, as a matter of fact.
Yep. You'll see it going up vertical here in a couple months, hopefully.
Will you be there?
Yeah, we'll be there, moved in, hopefully in 2 years.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a marvelous building and a great vision, by the way. Recently, this is not about E15, but I wanted to ask you about this. Recently, Come and Go sold off several of their smaller store outlets, I think, in Mason City to a company called Yes. Is that correct?
Yes. In June and July, we divested about 22 stores.
Right.
They're smaller locations. In areas that we didn't see a whole lot of growth for our brand. So our brand is generally focused on more urban areas, higher population growth, and areas where we can do more fresh food, growlers, that kind of thing at
sure.
the stores.
Well, you know, there is a whole niche market for those kinds of things outside of perhaps more rural locations, and all that does tend to make some sense. Jim Paroli, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is the Vice President of Fuels for our friends in West Des Moines, soon to be downtown Des Moines, at Come and Go. And just a quick shout out to our good friend Mike Templeton, who also works at Come and Go. He's your social media manager, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, I've known Michael for a long time. Good guy. Good guy. Well, let's talk a little bit about E85. We see it at the pumps, Jim, but I think there's a lot of confusion as to who can use E85. And so let's talk about that first. Who can use this stuff?
Sure. Yeah, great point. So generally, when you hear an E number, it's referring to the amount of ethanol that's in the gasoline
sure.
blend. So we've been using 10% ethanol blends in the U.S. for 40 or 50 years. 97% of all the gasoline sold in the U.S. is already a 10% blend. So moving from E10 to E15 is a pretty natural transition. All cars 2001 and newer can use it, which is more than 85%
wow.
of cars on the road. And E15 is the most tested fuel in history, more than 8 million miles driven in NASCAR competitions over the last 5 years, as well as about 150 million miles already driven on retail E15 at the pump. You also mentioned E85, which I think it's really important to note. So E85 is a blend of up to 85% ethanol.
Right.
Specifically for use in flex fuel vehicles. They can use any blend of ethanol between 10 and 85%.
And those are all marketed as being flex fuel vehicles, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, and you have to know the difference between the E15, E85, and what it's going to do.
Sure, it's a little bit confusing.
It can be.
Flex fuel vehicles generally have a yellow gas cap or a mark in there that denotes it as a flex fuel vehicle. E85 is a great product. We're the nation's leader in E85, actually. We have it at almost 200 stores, and it's just it's a different type of product, specifically for flex fuel vehicles. You see the price. It's a lot cheaper. It's compelling. And so we have a great following of people that are using E85. So it's an easy transition for us then to begin to launch E15 a year ago, which is really high ethanol, flex fuel blend, but for the masses.
Sure.
So this is something that everybody can use, very similar to the normal gasoline you put in your car already.
Now, will it have a price difference between what we're currently using and what E15 will be?
Yeah, that's one of the best selling points to consumers is because ethanol is generally cheaper than gasoline. We market E15 at a lower price than our regular 87 octane product. The other thing is there's some states such as Iowa that have a tax incentive for E15, so it's a few cents less. So that all added together helps us sell E15 right now at about 10 cents a gallon cheaper than the street grade gasoline. And we generally get better fuel economy on it. It's 88 octane instead of 87. It burns cleaner. It's cheaper. In our opinion, everybody should be trying it. So we're really excited to roll this out.
Good for you. Jim Pirelli, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about E15 and E85 and all of these other things. Jim, when you make the switch over, is there a cleaning process that you have to go through with regard to the tanks that are currently holding what you're using now?
Are you talking about at the store level?
Yeah, at the store level.
No, so actually our E15 is blended at the store in the gas dispensers themselves. So it mixes two different products together and makes E15
really?
Right there when you buy it.
Now, so you'll be discontinuing the 10% elk? No?
Nope. No, we're not. We're actually not discontinuing
so
any
adding?
Of the blends. We're adding this
wow.
through the use of modern blending dispensers.
Interesting. So that had to be a technological workaround.
Yeah, some of it is. Basic blending at the pump has been around for a long time, but blending flex fuels together in different ratios is something that's newer.
And all possible for computerization, I suspect, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Interesting stuff. So now we'll have the choice, maybe, between diesel fuel, mm-hmm. regular gasoline, the ethanol that we're all used to, and now E15?
Absolutely, as well as premium
E85,
grades.
Yeah, premium grades. Wow. Yeah.
So most of our stores now carry five grades of gasoline. So you've got the 87 E10, which is the super unleaded you've been able to buy forever in
sure.
Iowa. We've got 91 octane premium gasoline that doesn't have ethanol in it. That's a fantastic product. We also have 93 octane premium, which we're one of the few in Iowa that really start to carry that now. And then we have E15 and E85.
Got it.
So we can make all of those right there.
Jim Pirelli, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about fuel at Come and Go, of all places. Now, this, and you guys are based here in, obviously, Des Moines, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing about the renewable fuels standard was a big thing in Congress this last year, whether or not it was going to pass or wasn't going to pass, and some people came out against it, some southern states did. How important is this ethanol industry, do you feel, to the state of Iowa and some of the other Midwestern states?
The ethanol to the state of Iowa is just vital to the local economy. I mean, Iowa is a huge ag state. We have not only the most corn production in the country, but also the most ethanol production in the country. Ethanol plants employ thousands of people. They provide a better outlet for farmers' corn, and they also provide a cheap, renewable fuel.
Yeah, and one of the things that I was told not too very long ago, and I just wanted to check this story. I was told that when convenience stores, such as Come and Go, when the gas prices are higher, that the store sales of products in the stores go up because people don't tend to fill up their tank. They tend to maybe put $10 or $15 in the tank, but run in and get a pop or a Twinkie or whatever it happens to be. Any truth to that, you think?
I think that's a great point. The way we look at it is generally if somebody has $20 to spend at the store, that's going to be divided between the amount of gas they need for the week and whatever they're going to be buying for that day. So when we have cheaper available options at the pump, it definitely helps people's money go a lot farther. And we're seeing that. I mean, 2 years ago, the average spend, I think the average consumer in the U.S. uses 450 gallons
that's
of gas
correct,
a
yeah.
year. So mm-hmm. at $4 a gallon, you know, that's considerably more money than it is today at $2 a gallon. We also, not only do we have the E15 that's 10 cents a gallon cheaper, E85 is cheaper still. And we also offer rewards programs that combine your spend inside the store and at the pump to offer you great savings.
Let's talk about that just a little bit. This rewards program is something I wrote an article about just the other day, as a matter of fact, that those businesses that are really clamoring on to this whole rewards program. First time I ever saw it was with a national chain called Kroger, and that goes back maybe 15 years ago. And they were utilizing that for, you know, reductions in price and all kinds of tracking that information. You have recently, over the past couple of years, come out with your own rewards program. How does that work?
That's correct. So we launched the And Rewards program this year in 2016, and it's been fantastic so far. We've got the signups for And Rewards have been incredible. We're continuing to see increased interest in that all the time. People sign up and they get a reward right away. So you get 10 cents a gallon off the first time you come back and use your card. But not only that, you get benefits from, you know, using your card inside the store and buying things like pizza and soda and coffee that you do every day, and start to get rewards that help you make whatever you're buying every day a little bit cheaper. And what we do with Come and Go, convenience stores are really an important part of a lot of people's lives. And one of the first places they stop in the morning to say hi to somebody a lot of times is the convenience store on the way to work. And so if we can make that experience more pleasant for people, that really helps drive loyalty.
You know, that's really interesting to hear you say, talk about the experience, because mm-hmm. I think everybody on the planet, if they're still in business today, understand that that is what the consumer really is desiring, a much better experience. And convenience stores have radically changed over the past 10 years. Wouldn't you agree?
I'd agree completely. And I think that the pace of change is increasing exponentially. So now we have fresh, healthy, made-to-order items inside the stores, fresh beer growlers. And then we have a very wide variety of choices at the fuel pump as well, with, you know, more fuels that are environmentally friendly, cheaper, better for your car.
You know, one of the other things, and I just kudos to Come and Go, one of the things I noticed at my favorite Come and Go, which happens to be in Clive, just outside of Windsor Heights, as a matter of fact, on 86th Street. So there's a sign there that indicates that some of the building materials were made all eco-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of interesting to me. I had no idea.
Sure. Yeah, we actually have 100 LEED certified stores across our company. So we're the nation's leading retailer in number of LEED certified stores,
right?
Including the new headquarters we're building across the street.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that is going to be something. His name is Jim Paroli, ladies and gentlemen. He is the vice president of fuel for Come and Go. And we've been talking about E85, rolling that product out, how important it is to not only the economy of Come and Go, but also yours and the state of Iowa and all the other different fuel choices that we have now here in the United States. You know, I'm old enough, Jim, that I remember when you rolled up to the gas station, the bell would ding and somebody would come out and say regular or premium. Today, there's a real choice out there.
There absolutely is. So yeah. We're doing quite a bit to try and encourage new trials for E15. That's one of the biggest things we're running into is we have it at the stores. People aren't really sure if it's safe to put it in their car. So what we're doing, we label everything with blue for E15. So it's a blue handle. There's blue on the dispenser. You see that. You grab it. You put it in your car. And you do that on Friday of this week. And we're going to have an incredible promotion. So Friday, E15 at Come and Go is $1.15 a gallon from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Every Come and Go location in Des Moines, you can go to comeandgo.com/E15 to see where they're going to be. And Governor Branstad is going to declare Friday as the state of Iowa E15
day. Why not? Of course. And that is all happening, by the way, again, tomorrow. Or if you're listening to the podcast, it may be going on right now, as a matter of fact, as the podcast will be out there on Friday or Thursday night and then all through Friday. Thank you, Jim, for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you very much.
Really enjoyed it. Good stuff. All right, we've got to back on out of here because, well, it's coming up on – Well, time to go. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us today. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Jerry's behind the controls tonight. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson, liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. For all of our guests and all the staff that put this together each and every day, Monday through Friday, 5:05 until 6 o'clock, my name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.